Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Armi Yaakov Shaloi, Milei Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Abbasra Dav Kuf Nun Vov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph concludes the sugya of a child, a son. When can he sell in Nichse Yoviv? The Gemara says he has to be 20 years old. But the Gemara ends and says, the Hichasa Kegidil Bar Menashe, that said that in previous Daf, that if he is above 13, and is your dea b'maso maton, if he's very wise, he has the wisdom, so then he could sell in Nichse Aviv, even karkos. This is the maskana of our sugya. There's an old sefer that was printed over 300 years ago, which is called Naftali Sva Rotzon, written by Rav Naftali Hirtz Ginsburg. And there in Pasha's Toldos, he connects this gemara to this week's Pasha, Pasha's Toldos. And he explains that when Esav is b'moicher the b'choiro, that's a Yerusha he's supposed to get from his father. And therefore, there may be a taino that someone will come afterwards and say, but yet Esav is not at 20 years old yet. How do we know that? So he does the cheshbon. We know that Yaakov and Esav were born when Yitzchok was 60 years old. Avraham Avinu lived until the age of 175. And the day of the Ptira of Avraham Avinu, that was when the Mechira of the Bechira happened. Because that's when Esav came from the field, and he was very hungry, and Yaakov gave him the lentil soup. So how old was Yaakov and Esav at that day? They were 15 years old. Because they were born when Yitzchak was 60, and Avraham Avinu was nifter when Yitzchak is 75, because Yitzchak was born when Avraham was 100 years old. So when Avraham was nifter at the age of 175, Yitzchak was 75 years old, Yaakov and Esav were 15 years old. So they're less than the age of 20. So there will be a taino that limkor b'nichse aviv to sell the nechos of the father, one has to be 20 years old. So if Esav is coming to sell the b'choiro, which is a Yerusha, which is karkaris as well, so then maybe he has to be 20 years old. Says the Naftali Sva Ratzon, that's why it says there in the psukim, first of all, the kids were adults, as Rashi says there. They're above the age of 13. Then it says, "Ve'yisov ish yudeat zayid ish sode, v'yakov ishtom yoshev alim." So he explains the Torah is telling you that Esav was the wise person. He was yudeat zayid ish sode. He knew how to handle business. He was the one outside there. Yaakov was a ishtom yoshev alim. If Yaakov would be the one selling, then you had a taina. Yaakov is not 20 years old, and he's not smart enough to sell before the age of 20. But Esav was Ishur De'atzai Dishodeh. That tells you that he had the wisdom. He had the wisdom he could sell even though he's not 20 years old. That's the emphasis of the Torah to tell you this agdoma to Mechir Sebchoiro because of our sugya. So Givaldik, a connection of this sugya to the Parsha Shavua. Now, just to add that the Yisroch Moshe, Moshe Teitelbaum of Satmir, he also brings this Hehara. He asks how Esav can sell the Bechoiro if he's not 20 years old. Limkor b'nichsov, you have to be 20 years old. So he goes with a little different Mahalach. He says these rules that we have in our Gemara only apply to Yisroel, not to Benoyach. Benoyach, it's Tavo Aladinim, it's a different type of Tzivuim, they don't have the Halachas of Am Yisroel. And there, a Benoyach can sell even though he's not 20 years old. So he goes on to say the following cheshbon. There's a discussion if the avos and the children of the avos were they Yisrael or the ben noach. He says the discussion was also in the time of the avos. So Esav may have chosen either to be Yisrael or ben noach. In the Gemara of Tzayin, in this Masechta Bava Basra, the Gemara there brings that Esav had to be Ilas Naya Maroso. So as Tosis, but a ben noach is not also a Naya Maroso. So Tosfos says, you're right, that's an Echanami. Esav just did something which is not appropriate, but it wasn't an Isser. So says the Yitzchak Moshe, that's the Cheshbon. Esav says like this, if I consider myself a Yisrael, and I did a Be'ilo with Naira Maroso, so I'm Chayav Miso. I say, Hineni Oy Lech Lomus, I'm going to die. Elama, the reason I can exclude myself from the Miso is because I'm Benoyach. So therefore, I'm not going to die. If I'm Benoyach, I can sell the B'choyro. So Esau basically did the cheshbon. If I'm Yisrael, I'm going to die anyway because I'm going out of Beel with Naim Rosso. Elamah, Benoyach, Benoyach doesn't have a limited age of 20, so I can sell the b'chir even though I'm not 20 years old. And he says, that's what Yaakov says, Michor Kayoim is Bechor Scholi. Sell me the Bechor today, the way you're machzik yourself, that you're a Benoech, because you don't want to be killed for an army also. Now you can sell me the Bechor. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.